to all the players in this locker room. I also want to take a moment and thank all the players that were here today and coaches that were here today. I mean, they, you know, our tradition is based on a lot of history, and they're an integral part of that history, and we appreciate deeply everything that they've committed to us over the history of our franchise. Exciting day for Atlanta. We'll be back here in a couple of weeks, and we'll see who will play. Be happy to take any questions. I think, George, you had one earlier.
Yeah. Go back to week one with a loss, and now you're going into the new stadium. You're in the George Dome.
Right.
On a great run. You go into the stadium with a number two seed.
Right.
It's been a pretty good season, hasn't it?
It's been a great season. I mean, we're thrilled with that, and we're thrilled with being here in the Georgia Dome. We're looking forward to our new stadium. We also should say we've had a great relationship with the Congress Center the 15 years that I've owned the team. Or I should say I represent the fans in ownership. But it's been an exciting 15 years, and the Congress Center has been a great partner. The Georgia Dome has been a great place for us to play ball, and we've got, you know, some more games, hopefully, this season coming up to play.
Arthur, what's behind the decision to invite Mike back for the ceremony today?
Yeah.
Well,
Mike obviously has a great history with us, great history with the franchise, an important player in our history. So we wanted him to attend today, and we're glad that he did attend. We had close to 30 players and coaches here today, and Michael represented an important part of my ownership period, important part of the history of our franchise, and he was thrilled to be here today. And I think our fans, based on the response that I saw and felt, I think our fans are excited to see him as well.
Boy, yeah.
Well, I mean, to be in a position we're in, not only winning our division, but number two seed and have an opportunity for first round bye and then, you know, a second position bye and then play forward in 2 weeks is very, very exciting. Dan has been all the things that I had hoped for.
Arthur, you said back in May, you thought this was a playoff team. Did you?
I sure felt that way. Yeah.
Did you really believe that at the time?
No, I really did. I saw I felt the team last year progressed a lot over the year before, and I felt the momentum with the coaching staff, with a lot of the players. I saw the work that Matt was putting in that Dan alluded to earlier, that Kyle Shanahan was putting in working with Matt. I saw the effort on the defensive side of the ball. I saw the free agency and the draft picks that we had, saw them grow year over year. I saw the quality of the draft picks we had this year and see them play and mature during the year. So I felt very good about the team, but, you know, this is a tough league. And you're playing against a lot of great players and a lot of great teams. And my youngest son is here, and he was nervous. He kept asking me, but why is the first team still in there? I said, because the game ain't over till the game is over, particularly when you're playing against New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees. So we're excited to be where we are and look forward to the next couple of weeks. Well, I think it's a team game. I mean, I would say Matt, in my opinion, of course, I'm biased. I look at the MVP, you know, selection process over the league, and I think that Matt is the MVP of the National Football League. Having said that, this, you know, Dan preaches, all the coaches preach, this is a brotherhood, this is a team game. And so I'd give him collectively, you know, a team ball, if you will.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Can you talk about
It's in a really good place. A number of the legend players had a chance to visit it before, and they were in awe and amazed, and we are as well. And I think Atlanta is and will be. It'll be opened up this summer. We're excited about it, excited as we can be. Everybody, we've invited opposing teams, ownership, and management to go through the stadium. They've been very positive about what they've seen. So we're in a good place with it, and look forward to opening up this summer. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.